Dot in the Eye with Ivy Donovan. Intriguing, insightful, intuitive interviews with today's Christian writers.
Welcome back to Dot in the Eye. I'm Ivy Donovan, and joining me this half hour of the program is Beth White. Her day job is teaching music at an inner city high school in historic Mobile, Alabama. She's a native Mississippian and writes historical romance with a southern drawl. She's the author of The Pelican Bride, The Creole Princess, and The Magnolia Duchess. Her novels have won the American Christian Fiction Writers Carol Award, the RT Book Club Reviewers Choice Award, and the Inspirational Readers Choice Award. We welcome her back to the program to talk about her new book, A Rebel Heart. Thanks for coming back on the program, Beth.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I guess after that introduction, I should say, hey, y'all.
Right. Well, let's start with this new series first, The Daughtry House. So set up this series for us, and then we'll delve into A Rebel Heart.
All right. The series is called Daughtry House Series because that is the name of the hotel, a luxury hotel that the three Southern Belle sisters from Mississippi have turned their plantation home into. This is after the Civil War during the Reconstruction period. So the three sisters are the Daughtry sisters, and so that's kind of the connecting thing. Each of the three sisters will have their own book. The eldest sister, Selah, is the heroine of book one, which is A Rebel Heart.
And so each sister has their own book. So we have three books in this series, but I understand we'll have, you know, recurring characters and main characters through all three.
Sure. Yeah. And I'm really excited about doing this. It's a little different than the Gulf Coast Chronicles, which was widely separated by historical periods. This one is like a continuous series, and most of the characters will appear in all three books, but I'll focus on a different sister for each book. Yeah.
So like you mentioned, this is, you know, Civil War era. We're talking about a plantation, this hotel, kind of set up what's going on, what the times are like, especially for these women.
All right. Yeah, it's a really unique period of time, and it's 7 years after the Civil War. The Civil War ended in 1865, I guess 5 years, 1865, and this the book is set in 1870. So these three sisters have grown up on a plantation outside of Tupelo, Mississippi. So it's northeast Mississippi for those who are familiar with the area. And of course, Tupelo being the hometown birthplace of Elvis Presley, I chose that because I thought it'd be kind of something that would be slightly familiar to most Americans anyway. And so 5 years after the end of the Civil War, the whole South really was in a turmoil of politics and messy economics and racial reconciliation, racial tension. So that's kind of what I was wanting to deal with. I wanted to deal with how did the South kind of pull itself together after such a traumatic event as a war between, you know, literally between brothers and family members often. And, you know, how dealing with people moving in from the North and situating freed slaves, finding, you know, helping them find jobs, and how did families reconcile with each other? It was just a really, really interesting time period. So anyway, these sisters are pretty much orphaned at the end of the Civil War. Their father is dead, and their mother's died during the war, and so they're left with this huge plantation that's basically falling down around their ears, and they want to stay there. They don't want to be forced to move off. So they got to figure out some way to kind of hold it together. The bank's trying to move in on them. The railroad's trying to move in on them. Carpetbaggers are trying to move in on them. And so it's just a mess that they've got to figure their way out of. So that's the setup.
We're talking with Beth White about her brand new book, A Rebel Heart. And in this unique time period, Beth, about 7 years after the Civil War, what made you want to write about this time period? Was there something that inspired you in particular to write about this time period, and especially women trying to handle their lives in this time period?
Yeah, I mean, all of that is really interesting to me. I am particularly interested in race relations in my state of Alabama and Mississippi. And, you know, I look around and I see that there's so much tension and incipient conflict, some misunderstandings and some confusion. I was just really interested in how all that came to be. And the time right after the Civil War is really unique in American history in that it was after the end of slavery. You know, the Emancipation Proclamation, of course, had gone into effect. The 14th Amendment had gone into effect, and this is before Jim Crow laws were enforced. And so it was a really interesting time period when African Americans were beginning to be elected to national office. And it was just a really, really unique time period where things could have gone one way or the other. And as I researched this, and I discovered some really cool characters, real people who lived during that time and wrote and influenced national opinion and development of our government. So I learned a lot about that. And some of it is really surprising, and I think my readers are going to find the history of the time very surprising.
And that's neat. We'll leave some of that to be surprises when they read the book, A Rebel Heart. But it's interesting you brought up also that you picked Tupelo, not only because of the interest in Elvis and his hometown, but that it was developed or came to be a few years after the Civil War. Tell me more about your research.
Yeah, as I looked at different places in Mississippi where I could potentially set the novel, as I found more about Tupelo, it was actually incorporated in 1870, right about the same time that I set the novel. And so there was, as a town is established and people begin to kind of mark territories and develop town policies and that kind of thing, I just thought that would be a really interesting way to draw characters and put characters in situations where they would be forced to make, you know, life-changing decisions. So, plus that part of the state, there actually are a couple of real antebellum mansions and plantations that are still there that you can go and tour. And I toured a plantation called Waverly, which is in West Point, Mississippi, not too far from Tupelo, that has been restored and pretty much to its pre-Civil War state. It is beautiful. It is just an astounding place to go and visit. So I was very fortunate to be able to use Waverly kind of as my model for my three Daughtry sisters' home.
And when you were doing research, learning more about this time period, did you read about real stories and real people as an inspiration for your characters and what happened to them?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, as I visited with the lady and her father who run Waverly Plantation now they actually live there, but they also allow tourists to come in and see the place. And we sat on her back porch and watched the peacocks and drank sweet tea. And I listened to her tell stories about an actual Civil War spy named Bell Edmondson, who spent some time with the family who owned the plantation. And I found she recommended this woman's diary. So I went and found Bell Edmondson's memoirs, which gave me lots of really, really good details about real life right after, during and after the Civil War in this area. You could just almost feel the steam and the heat and feel the mosquitoes and all that stuff that you think of when you think of the Deep South during that period. So lots of cool details came from real life stories. Also, I read a good bit about General Ben Grierson, who was a Union cavalry major who did a raid through Mississippi during the Civil War, and then spent some time there after the Civil War, wrote his memoirs, and so he was very much an inspiration for my hero as well.
Neat. I also read that you visited quite a while ago a museum of history in Mobile, Alabama, and that kind of sparked your interest for this time period as well, and what was happening and some of the issues that people had to deal with.
Yeah, there's a wonderful historical museum here in Mobile, which contains memorabilia left over from all the way back to the colonial period, which I wrote about during the in the Gulf Coast Chronicles, all the way through the Civil War and then up through World War II as well. So there's quite a wealth of history in Mobile, which sparked my original interest in studying Civil War history. And I've written a couple of books set during the Civil War. So yeah, there's actually a submarine, a sub replica of the Hunley submarine in the Mobile Museum, which kind of triggered my interest in the Civil War and led me to find out a lot about some other things that I've written about since then.
Well, we are talking with award-winning author Beth White about her brand new book, A Rebel Heart, and a brand new series called the Daughtry House series. We're going to take a quick break on Dot in the I. When we come back, we'll hear more about the characters and plot of this first book, A Rebel Heart. You can find out more by visiting our website, dotintheeye.com, or Beth is on social media, and you can go right to her website, bethwhite.net. But we'll take a quick break and come right back with more from Beth. Right after this.